Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. So this week we're getting serious with our writing. I sat down with my girlfriend the other day and we clocked up the amount of hours I've been working on top of my day job, my Brotberuf. And basically it works out that I'm doing an extra full-time job. So I'm working about 80 hours a week or so at the minute. And then when I'm doing a 7-day story challenge, it's probably more than that. But it got me thinking a lot about how little spare time that leaves me outside of that to spend with my girlfriend and you know, enjoying the city and everything. So what it eventually led to is me thinking that I need to get more professional about my writing and more professional in terms of how I'm spending my time. So a lot of this sort of extra marketing, I guess you call it, so spending time on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever, it doesn't really matter anymore. I need to constantly think about producing new work, writing and producing new, just getting the words down onto the page really, and focus on creating new stories and products essentially. So in the background, Hawk and Cleaver has turned into a nice little mastermind group, which is exactly what I wanted to happen. So on the face of it to the public, it's more like a standard publishing house where we put out work that we're all happy with, but behind the scenes it's more like we share ideas, we share skills, and we act as like a feedback group as well, which is really, really helpful. So we, all of our stories that we've got out in the minute are self-contained stories, so like short stories or Ben's working on a novel at the minute. It seems to me like we're sort of shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit because we haven't got any serial ongoing stories. So I don't know if you've read it, but there's a book called Write, Publish, Repeat by Johnny B. Truin and Sean Platt. Sean Platt will be on the show at some point, but Johnny B. Truin, I haven't emailed him yet. I'll get in touch. But what they do, they focus on building product lines, intellectual property. So they've got a line of books called Unicorn Western. I think there's about 9 books in that series. And they've got Sean Platt and his writing partner, Dave Wright, have got a line called Yesterday's Gone. And that's like 6 seasons worth of books in Yesterday's Gone. But the idea is the actor's product funnel. So if someone goes and they like the first book, they like the first story in that series, they'll go on and they'll buy the others, and they'll constantly they're like repeat customers basically. And what we've got, we haven't got any systems in place for that to happen. So what I'd like to focus on, what I've been thinking more about focusing on, is developing an ongoing series of books, creating a very own product line. So the idea there would be to create a world that I can repeatedly work on and build and keep writing new seasons and new episodes of, and at the same time create something, an intellectual property, a product line that could potentially make a nice little bit of income on the side. I mean, you never know, really. But there's more chance of that happening with a serial book than a standalone. So that's what we're going to do. So, and I was talking to my friend, who's a script reader and a screenwriter, Matt Clark, about it yesterday. And he was getting really excited about it. And I started to show him other people who had done similar things. I was showing him like a line of kids' books, and he was getting really excited about it. He'd just written a short screenplay for like a kids' animation that it started to work on him. He started to get the idea for how he could do it. I mean, we've known each other for a while, like
yeah,
a year or something, maybe. I don't know, maybe longer.
Oh, it hasn't been a year, because I think it was about July.
Yeah.
Because it was when you were doing the internship.
When I was doing that social media internship. So yeah. Did you email me at that point? Or
Yeah. I contacted you because I was in the middle of a night shift. And I was listening. I was listening to some podcasts. And I was reading Bang to Write. And I thought you were interesting because you weren't just talking about the things that everyone else was talking about. You were more interested in the future of storytelling and where it could go. Mm. And I thought that was at least that was a very different perspective to what I've got. And yeah. I like talking to people with different perspectives. I got in contact, and you, I could tell you were roughly around the same age and experience level.
Yeah.
And there aren't that many of us that are open to communication. Lots of, I'd say, people who are in between amateur and pro tend to be quite closed off and don't really want to associate with people who are like them. They want to try and associate with people who are further ahead.
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing. I'm not sure. To try and associate with people who are further along than you. So they can
that's good. But also at the same time, we need to network, and like it's good to help those who are in a similar, or like at least figure out where their mind is. And
so you got in touch by email.
And it was partially just to keep me occupied during a long night. I was just glad of the company, to be honest.
but you're all right though. Like, you sort of find kindred spirits in this, like what we're doing, and then it's easy to continue on that conversation, because there's not that many people you can talk to about script writing and writing and storytelling and everything. Or talk to a lot of people, but a lot of people don't really care.
No, yeah, well, there is that as well. Yeah. I just picked up straight away that you're intelligent and you like to talk intelligently about storytelling. And I could tell that it would be at least someone interesting to talk to, and that's all I needed at the time. And
so your background, I guess, is in, well, I mean, you're a script reader now.
Yeah.
So it's in writing screenplays.
Yes. Yeah. I'd say, like, for the longest time it was just features. And just recently I've started to broaden my horizon. I never really liked the idea of short films before. I think I learned how to write longer form first. I guess I still struggle with shorts now, but I prefer serialized or even episodic stuff. I'd like to break into TV. Or even through web series content, but definitely over the last year or so, I've gone from being just wanting to tell stories that are feature based and try out new mediums.
Yeah. So speaking of new mediums, we were talking yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I was telling you about what I wanted to do in terms of write like a serialized fiction sort of book series, and then I always knew that I wanted to get you to do prose at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you, what sparked you on the idea that you might want to do it? Like, what was it?
Well, I think it was a couple of things that we discussed yesterday. One of them was this method of sustaining yourself financially through writing that you were talking about, that I thought was really interesting in terms of writing shorter episodes of fiction that linked into a larger serial, that you were able to write consistently and publish on a monthly basis or even shorter than that, which I think sparks for both of us in terms of we both like to write a lot and we both write frequently. So I don't think there's a... I think that's something that we could both accomplish, because the ideas are free-flowing and it's not... I don't think that part of it, the writing consistently part of it, is something that would be particularly difficult for either of us. So that was part of it, definitely. I'd just written a script for a Nickelodeon competition called The Puzzle Box Kids. That I really liked it. I didn't spend much time working on it, but I liked it. And you were very enthusiastic about it as well, which is always good. And it, like when someone else is interested in your work, you get more excited about it anyway.
Well, it seems very inspired, and I thought it seems like something that could work really well as a serial. Like, I can imagine it on Nickelodeon pretty easily,
mm-hmm.
but also I can imagine it as a serialized kids fiction sort of book. So we were looking at the Sterling and Stone guys, who are like sort of like indie publishing legends at the minute, but like they have like a kids book line called Guy Incognito,
yeah,
and where they do sort of smaller kids books that I thought, or we thought, would work really well for the Puzzle Box Kids. And I mm-hmm. said, and you were always wanting to do a 7-day story challenge, like,
yeah, there's been a couple of things we've discussed. And this is definitely not going to be the only one I do.
Yeah.
Because I think it's... I mean, I can see just from the output that you've produced recently and those that you've inspired to help with you, and that it's just good for productivity. It's just good to finish something. Although that's... Neither of those things are something I've really struggled with in the past. I would have done one a lot sooner, if this year wasn't so hectic as it's been so far.
I think what I'm excited for you about is that, so you write a lot of screenplays, and a lot of screenwriting is just to write a good screenplay and sort of pitch it and see where you go from there. But it's very difficult to get like an end product out of it. So I'm excited for you to have something available to the public. Do you know what I mean? Where they can go on Amazon.com and buy your work, because you are a good writer. And I feel like, I mean, I've read a lot of your stuff over the past year or so, and it seems like a shame that, I don't know, like, there isn't something out there that a lot of people can read and can see. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is like a perfect little thing for you to do.
Yeah, and I feel like I've already taken to it like a fish in water, to be honest. I had a very invigorating day yesterday in general. As I've mentioned before, I've spent a lot of time the last couple of months just inside working. The last month especially has been awful, but I've just been, even when I've been on holiday, I've been working, and it's been a bit of a drag, to be honest. So after we spoke yesterday, I went on an 8-mile bike ride. It was great. It was awesome. I cycled up to my fiance's house. And it was just, I felt great. And while I was cycling, I got new ideas for Puzzle Box Kids and what I would do with the first the first book. And I got in and I was outlining until about 4 o'clock this morning. I had something very basic when I left the house, and when I came back, I knew exactly what I wanted to do with it. And I think if anything, this is probably the most emotional thing I'm ever going to write, or at least I would have written up until this point. I think this is probably something that's, it might even drift into like mawkish sentimentality, and even then I'm not that bothered. Like I'm just going to give this a go and see what happens. But it's, yeah, I mean, I'm already excited for it very much, and I've already written about 1,000 words.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so today is the start of the challenge. So
yeah.
And we're already, it's the afternoon, so we've both sort of started working. Because it's not only you doing a challenge, I'm doing a challenge as well.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your one as well, because I thought, I just think that it's really interesting that we're doing very similar things.
Yeah.
I'd say that yours is skewing to a slightly older audience, but
yeah,
like not that much.
Yeah.
Not that much though. I'd say it's like more late teens.
Yeah. Yeah.
From what you haven't told me a great deal about it, but you've told me enough.
I mean, so the basic idea that I was telling you yesterday was, I want to start building on something that isn't just a one-off story. So everything I've done so far has been like, just a self-contained story.
But you've written consistently within the same universe, I feel.
Yeah, like stylistically, I think.
Yeah, I think if you wanted to tie some stuff together, you could quite easily.
I probably could do, but I feel like I need to brand something like a serialized fiction piece to sort of tie that stuff together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would be the idea for this week, would be to do what would essentially be like episode one of that sort of larger, longer, unrunning piece. So we both said episode one should be about 15,000 words.
Yep. Yeah.
So we're both going to do 15,000 words this week, which I don't know if we're going to publish them because I don't want to publish until I've got like the first three episodes done. And you need to get like an illustrator and.
Yeah, I need an illustrator. That's something I need to sort out fairly soon. To be honest, I want the whole thing to be written before I go to an illustrator.
Yeah, yeah.
And one thing I'm learning is that I'm struggling a little bit with form. I have written in the present active tense for so long that going to the past tense is quite difficult. So I'm slowly, I'm noticing I've just got some bad habits I need to eradicate, really.
But a lot of this stuff is stuff we can sort of work on after the first draft is done.
Yeah, it's gonna take, I'm just trying to get myself in that mindset at the moment. I'm excited for it. Yeah.
Me too. So we were talking yesterday, I was saying I want to get more serious with my writing, and one of those things was getting out larger word counts on a daily basis towards specific goals. And I feel like this, an ongoing series, is the best way to do that, because I can wake up, do the longer word count, and know that it's going towards something that is definitely going to be used. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Rather than writing something and thinking, can I use this or not? Do I throw it away or start again? Whereas I feel like this is going to be something like something I can work on consistently every day.
Yeah. So are you going to try and do three consecutively then?
I don't know. So I figured what I'd do is I'd do like the first episode, and then I'd just go over it, replot it out, make sure that I know the plots before moving on to the second episode.
Yeah.
And then just sort of keep cycling backwards over them until I've done the first three, and then see how that goes from there. But I was thinking about doing all six before I released them.
Okay. So your first season is going to be out of six then?
Yeah. I figured six.
Yeah.
Six episodes per season, yeah. So there we go. Me and Matt will both be writing episode one, or the pilot of our series. His, The Puzzle Box Kids, and mine, I haven't really got a name for it yet, but I'm tentatively titling it The Space Time Stories, but we'll see about that. Okay, if you enjoyed the show, it would make me very proud, very happy if you were to go to Twitter and to tweet me at Luke of Condor and let me know what you're up to. What are you working on? Maybe you're doing your own 7-day story challenge. I don't know. But just get in touch. I would love to hear from you. Okay. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.